While the nation looked up Monday, the University of Georgia threw an eclipse viewing party at Sanford Stadium. They expected around 5,000 people. They got that, and then some. More than 15,000 people showed up to watch the sun disappear behind the moon. GPB's Ryan McFadden was in the stands and brings us this audio postcard.
Please clear the concourses and make your way to a seat. All sections and all gates, with the exception of the West End Zone, are open.
My name is Sissy Blossom. I'm from Kennesaw, Georgia. Well, me and a bunch of my friends, we all bought the glasses together, and so we were all planning on wearing our same shirts, wearing the glasses together, and watching it. So I'm just excited to see it for myself because my grandparents, they experienced it a long time ago.
My name is Drew Ludwig. I'm from Atlanta. Well, it's the first one that's happened in a really long time, and since it's close to totality here, it's going to be really cool to see and just how the, you know, the sky will get dark and temperature is supposed to drop. It's supposed to be cool.
Look around. We have professors that turn stadiums into classrooms, students that volunteer to make these opportunities possible, and each of you who make learning meaningful. And the lights are on.
I'm Taylor Deneau. I'm from Athens, Georgia. I'm going to put my glasses on so I can see this thing. So right now we're just getting a tiny sliver of the sun. It's almost like a really, like, skinny crescent moon, but it's this crescent sun. And the sky's out here, like, very, like, purple, almost like it's nighttime, but it's not nighttime.
I'm Dr. Marshall Shepard, director of the Atmospheric Sciences Program at the University of Georgia and one of the organizers of this event today. Well, Dr. Knox is one of my colleagues, had an idea months ago to use Sanford Stadium as the world's largest classroom to teach about eclipses. We expected 5,000, maybe 10,000 people out. We gave away glasses. I'm hearing numbers on the order of greater than 20,000 people were here. That's live here.
That story was produced by GPB's Ryan McFadden. To see pictures of UGA's Sanford Stadium during the event, visit gpbnews.org. And that's our show for today, but we'd love to hear from you. We've heard reports that a lot of people went outside and met new people because of the eclipse. Did that happen to you? Did you find out it was a community event? Call us at 404-500-9457. You can also reach us on Facebook or Twitter. The show is at OST Talk. For today, that's on Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headley. Have a great day.